The gravestones are at national cemeteries in San Antonio and Salt Lake City. They each show a swastika. Two have an inscription that reads, "He died far from his home for the Führer, people, and fatherland." The stones have been there more than 70 years, nestled among the white marble markers of American service members. Though they were the subject of occasional news stories, they went mostly unnoticed until May, when the Military Religious Freedom Foundation threatened legal action.
We want the denazification.
Mikey Weinstein is an Air Force veteran and lawyer for the organization.
Get rid of the swastika and get rid of the homages to Hitler, the Third Reich, and the German people that are supporting them.
It's not unusual for German soldiers to be buried in U.S. cemeteries, especially those that were near POW camps in World War II. But their gravestones usually only include names and dates of death. It's not clear why these are different. Weinstein says he acknowledges POWs should be honorably buried, but takes exception to displaying the swastika, which is now illegal in Germany.
Even if, you know, we have to provide them a burial with some sort of marker or whatever, that is light years. That is galaxies away from putting up the swastika symbol itself.
The VA initially resisted the change, citing U.S. laws about historic preservation. In May, VA Secretary Robert Wilkie testified before the House Armed Services Committee, saying he didn't want to erase the Holocaust from memory by removing the stones. Instead, he said he'd look at ways of putting them into historical context.
I happen to think that making sure that when people visit our cemeteries, they are educated and informed of the horror is an incredibly important thing to do.
But by June, under increasing pressure from lawmakers and the media, the VA reversed course, saying it would start the process required by law to replace the stones. Wilkie said in a statement that it was, quote, understandably upsetting for veterans and their families to see Nazi inscriptions near the graves of American service members. The VA also said it would propose keeping the old headstones in the National Cemetery Administration's history collection. The VA hasn't responded to questions about what caused Wilkie to change course. The Military Religious Freedom Foundation says it's pleased with the decision, but will continue to press VA for quick action and an apology.
It's incredibly cowardly of the VA secretary to suddenly, you know, develop this tremendous zeal to protect people from the Nazi headstones. You know, he testified just a few days before the United States Congress with a pretty strong degree of resolution to keep them there.
This isn't the first time the U.S. has confronted the question of how to appropriately treat the graves of enemy service members. In Hampton, Virginia, dozens of German soldiers and sailors are buried at the National Cemetery, including many crew members of sunken U-boats from World War II. Each year, American and German service members and community members gather in the area for memorial services. Franz Josef Paulus is a retired German Army colonel and a longtime liaison between the U.S. and German militaries. He's taken part in a few of the ceremonies.
It's for me very important that if somebody has paid the ultimate sacrifice, that their families, loved ones, and friends honor the graves.
Paulus says it's possible to honor German service members without elevating Nazi ideology and the swastika.
It's still symbolizing a state or a regime which is not following international rules and didn't follow international rules. The guy who is buried there, he has to be honored, but not the symbol. I would like to differentiate between that.
In the Virginia cemetery, the grave markers simply display the service members' names, ranks, nationalities, and dates. The VA hasn't said what will be on the new gravestones in Texas and Utah. I'm Carson Frame in San Antonio.